thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing, managing independent 529 plan, tomorrow's college tuition today, at i529.org/today.
Dallas Mayor Pro Tem Don Hill is the only African-American candidate for mayor, and all his African-American colleagues around the City Council horseshoe, Maxine Thornton Reese, Leo Cheney, and James Fantroy, will depart following the election due to term limits. Even though Hill's service has pleased his constituents, the Dallas Weekly's executive editor Cheryl Smith says there's no guarantee he will make it to the runoff.
People keep talking about a cloud over him regarding the FBI investigation. And people are frustrated about that because if there was anything concrete, they would have expected the FBI to have done something by now. And so they are suspect of that.
Despite the collective wisdom and experience that will be lost with the departure of all four Black Southern Sector Council members, Gordon Jackson, managing editor of the Dallas Examiner, says the simultaneous change in mayoral leadership is seen as an opportunity.
To be honest with you, I would be safe to say that a high percentage of the Southern Sector is glad to see that, but we've got to see who's going to come in as the new mayor. And so we've got to make sure that the new mayor is going to be somebody who sees the welfare of the Southern Sector as a high priority to develop, to nurture, to help enhance the image so the new families want to move into the Southern Sector and new businesses and corporations want to move into the Southern Sector to help the whole city grow.
Although Black voters are not of one mind about who will best serve them, Casey Thomas of the NAACP says that for this election, a Black agenda was formalized for a series of Monday night candidates forums they co-sponsored with the Dallas Examiner, the Urban League, and African American Police and Firemen's Unions, among others.
Community-based organizations got together and put together an agenda of items that we feel are priorities for the city. Mixed-income housing, continued support of 14-1, a community-based crime reduction plan, community-based economic development plan. Those are some of the priorities that have been identified.
Dallas Weekly editor Cheryl Smith also hopes city leaders will take competition from suburbs south of I-20 as seriously as those north of the George Bush Turnpike.
Look at what's happening to Dallas as opposed to Cedar Hill, DeSoto, even Lancaster. That part of town has become the Frisco of the northern sector. People are really concerned, and they are going to want more vocal representation. They are going to want to see more visible representation and not just at the ceremonial things. It appears that a lot of candidates want to show that they are a consensus builder and that they are going to listen to the concerns of the people. Then when you look at the crime rate, the threat of eminent domain, the disparity of jobs and companies leaving the city, especially in the southern sector, you can say that people are concerned and they want to know what are not just their people going to do, but what the entire council will do.
The southern sector may not be exclusively represented by first-timers. Former Councilwoman Sandra Crenshaw hopes to succeed Fantroy in District 8. But that race, and most other council races in the southern sector, are crowded and will likely be decided by the June 16th runoff. Early voting ends today, and the general election is Saturday. For KERA 90.1, I'm Catherine Cuellar.